Welcome to Ampersound, a podcast brought to you by the team at Visualist. Ampersound features snippets from our interactive digital magazine, Ampersand. Every episode, we speak to multi-hyphenates who have captivated our minds. We ask them about their code switching, routines, and mindsets. For their full stories, check out ampersand-mag.com. That's ampersand-mag.com. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe. Today, I'm talking to chef, model, and influencer Paul Steffi. We discuss moving from the island to the big city, how food can be a form of art and expression, and embracing no makeup days. Stay tuned to hear more, and we hope you enjoy the stories. I have so many questions about what it's like being a chef, but let's rewind to what it was like growing up in the Philippines. You're talking about your grandfather being a chef.
Mm-hmm.
When did your love for the culinary world come about?
I grew up with him, just like watching him cook every day. My mom wasn't really a good cook, so it was always my grandpa who like do the cooking for us. And I remember one time, I think I was 10 years old, and my neighbor had a wedding, and my grandpa was the chef, and I just like watched him butcher a whole cow.
Really?
Yeah, for the wedding. To me, as a 10-year-old kid, it was just like really, really cool. Like, whoa, how can you do that? Like, that is amazing. It like blows my mind.
Oh, wow. So I remember reading that you actually wanted to be an actor when you were growing up.
Yeah.
Being a chef only came later on. So why did you want to be an actor when you were growing up?
My mom was into acting. So when I was a little kid, she always like, every time there's like a school contest or like a talent contest, she's like pushing me like, oh, you should join, you should join. And like, so I grew up, she was like training me how to do acting. I did it until I was like 15. And to me, I was just like, it's not really, like, it's not my passion. My heart is not on it. But I was just like doing it, like, you know, because I just want to learn, but like, it's not really what I love to do. I'm not sure if it's just like an Asian culture that like, you know, like every Asian parent has to like force their kids to like, oh, you should learn all the instruments and like you have to be smart, you have to be talented. But yeah, I was, I think I was like 20 or 21. I was just like, I feel like lost, like what I'm going to do. I don't know like what course to take. Like I'm already 21 and I haven't like found the real like passion that I really want to do. My grandpa was like, oh, why don't you like try culinary school? You love cooking. I'm like, yeah, maybe I can give it a shot. Like, but that time I'm not like really, really good in cooking. So from being an island girl, I moved to the city.
Okay.
To go to culinary school. And then first day of culinary school, I remember I have no idea what all this like ingredients right in front of me because I've never seen them my whole life. Like I remember like seeing parsley and I don't even know like, oh, I've never seen a parsley before.
Wow. Like, you said you went from being an island girl to being a city girl. So apart from being exposed to all of these spices and food that you've never seen, what was it like for you transitioning from the island to the city?
It was actually scary at first because I've never been away from my family. Like I've always been living with my family. And then I just like suddenly moved to a big city alone by myself and I have to figure out everything on my own. And I was like, I don't know anyone. I don't have any friends. I'm just there to go to culinary school. So it was kind of like hard because I'm not really like a people person. I'm like really shy that time. So it was like hard for me to adjust or like to adapt into like a big city and like meet new people.
So what happened after culinary school? Did you open a restaurant?
I did. I opened an American restaurant with one of my classmates in culinary school. We were just like fresh out of culinary school and we're like, oh, we can totally kill this. We can open up our own restaurant and we'll be successful. I think I was like 23 that time. And I opened up the restaurant like around 2014, 2015. And then I moved here in America 2016 while having my own restaurant back home.
Yeah. So you started culinary school at around 21. Do you feel that that was the start of your culinary journey or did it happen way before?
It happened way before. Like I actually took hotel and restaurant management because I was like, oh, I always want to cook. But like living in a small island, we don't really have that, like, you know, we don't have a lot of option of like school to go. So like I went to a private college and they offer hotel and restaurant management. They're like, oh, if you like cooking, you can, you know, like we have this like course that like for hotel and restaurant management, like thinking that like, oh, maybe I can learn from it, like cooking. And then so I went for like a year and I'm like, when are we gonna start cooking? You know, why we always like talk about like hotel management or restaurant management, like, you know, I want to learn how to cook. I came here like to learn how to cook. And they'd be like, oh, it's like it's on your third or fourth year. I'm like, I don't want to waste like 3 or 4 more years to start learning how to cook. So I dropped out of college and I decided like I have to move to the city and be on a real culinary school if I want to learn how to cook.
Yeah. What did your mom say when you went to culinary school?
She was actually supportive about it. Yeah, she was really supportive. But she never like stopped telling me like, oh, like maybe like, you know, you change your mind in the future and you want to pursue acting or like, you know, because like, oh, like you're in the city, there's a lot of like auditions for like being a model, an actor, like you can still do it. But I'm like, it's okay, mom, like I'll just focus on cooking right now, like, you know, like it's not like really what I want.
Yeah. But was like it maybe easy for you to give up the acting side of things?
Yeah.
You weren't feeling sad or apprehensive about leaving the acting world completely?
No, not really. Because I always like think that like I can always go back to it if I want to. So I was thinking like, oh, I can be a celebrity chef one day. I could still be in on a TV and do cooking shows if it's the same things. So I'm like, to me that time I was like, it's like a perfect balance of like being a chef and if I want to be like, you know, like an actor or like be all a TV celebrity one day. So I'm like, I think it's like the perfect like pathway to that.
Oh, that's amazing. So is that one of the reasons you moved to LA as well, or to California, or to the US?
The reason why I moved to LA is because the food scene here is very vibrant. Like you can see all the culture here, like Latin culture, Asian culture, European, everywhere. Like it's here in LA. So like it's so easy to try a different cuisine. You can just like go to this restaurant who's like famous with their French cuisine, or you can go to Koreatown. They have all this like varieties of like Asian cuisine.
So you moved from your island to the city in Philippines and then you moved to LA. What was it like moving to LA?
From the Philippines, I moved to America, but I started working as a chef in Florida, in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
I work at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel
Okay.
for 2 years. I love the place. I love my whole experience working in a hotel. But then in Florida, there's not that much like of an Asian community. So I always feel like homesick, like I always miss home because it's more of like Latin community. So I always like, oh, I miss home. So I decided, I think it's time for me to move somewhere else, which is LA.
Did you know anyone in LA at that point?
I don't know anyone in LA. I moved to Florida. I don't know anyone. Like, I just...
How long have you lived in LA now?
3-4 years now.
Mm-hmm. Does it feel like home to you?
It feels like home to me. So many Asian community in here, and like so many Asian food. I'm Filipino, and there's like a lot of Filipino restaurants here, Filipino like shopping markets. When I miss home, I just like go to a Filipino store and like I feel like I'm already home.
So time to talk about modeling. How did you become a model? How did that come about?
I had a friend who's like doing like photography when I was in high school. And I think it was her older sister like doing photography, and she was like, "Oh, like I'm looking for like a model for my portfolio." And she was like, "Oh, like I think that like you have a pretty face. Maybe I can like, you know, you can be my model." And I'm like, "I don't have any model experience. I'm only like 15. I don't know." So I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like, you know, we can try it out." So we did photo shoots, and like all the photos came out great, and then I posted it on like social media, and then like other photographers were like, "Oh, like she's great," like, you know, like, so just like other photographers just like started reaching out to me. I was like loving it, like, "Oh, like
what
this
do you love about it?"
It's like how you feel confident about yourself, like when you're, because like I'm like a really shy person, but like when it comes to like in front of the camera, it changed me. Like I'm like a different person. Like, "Oh, I'm like from being shy and to this, like you feel like, oh, you're beautiful and confident woman in front of the camera." And like it's meeting new people, like especially talented, creative people. Because it helps me, because like what I said earlier, I'm really, really shy. I'm not good at socializing the other people. So being a model like helps me to be like more like open to making new friends and like be more like friendly and more approachable with people. And I can say that I'm really getting good at it. Like modeling helps me a lot. Like you go to a photo shoot and you don't know who you're gonna working with, like, you know, like models you never met before, photographer you never met before. So like going there and you're like, "Oh, I'm excited because I'm gonna be meeting today," and they turn into friends, which is really, really nice.
Love it. So that was when you were in the Philippines, when you were a teenager.
Uh-huh.
When you moved to America, did you start modeling immediately as well?
I started, like before social media, I had like a large following of on my social media. And then it got hacked last year, like during the pandemic, someone hacked my Instagram and like asked for like money.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. Some of the influencers like helped me like sending emails to Instagram and like posting on Instagram that like, "Oh, her Instagram got hacked." Like,
okay.
help, But like, I never really got help from Instagram. So oh, I just like, started a new one, just very recently.
So they help, they basically wanted ransom.
Yeah.
Give you back your Instagram account. Yeah. How many followers did you have then?
I almost had 100K followers. Wow. Yes. I was brand ambassadors for like Daniel Wellington, like Naked, like all these big companies. So when I was like working as a chef, I was working like a social media influencer and a model at the same time. Like I actually like make money out of it. But then I think, yeah, that's why like there's this company that reached out to me and they said that, oh, like we're just like a startup clothing company. We want you to be our like ambassador. And so I was like, oh, like great. Like, you know, like another like opportunity for me. And then I was like reading their email and then I clicked their website link and that was it. I was like, my Instagram was got hacked.
My gosh, so sorry to hear that. So you had almost 100,000 followers and you had to start from scratch.
I had to start from scratch.
How did that feel?
I was really sad. I was like really depressed because it was my livelihood. And during the pandemic, where you know, everyone thing shut down, all the restaurants shut down, I lost my job as a chef, and that was like the only thing that like helped me, you know, like pay my bills, pay my rent, and then they someone took it away from me. So yeah, it was like I was so heartbroken, and I can't have like took a break from social media for like a few months after it happened.
What did you do during those few months?
I just started looking for a job. Like, you know, I'm just gonna go back. I was like, I'm just gonna focus on my career as a chef, because like, you know, being a social media like influencer, it's not like a stable career, because like it can be taken away from you anytime, you know. So I was thinking that I'm just gonna focus on my career as a chef, and I can still do modeling like as just like a side hustle, but I'm not like gonna like focus on social media anymore.
Wow, okay. So tell me what your schedule is like.
So I start at 9 a.m. in the morning, sometimes earlier than that. And sometimes I stay until 10 p.m. So it's like 12 to 14 hours working in the kitchen.
Yeah. Do you work weekends as well?
I do work weekends. No weekends off for me. Weekends are like my busiest.
Your schedule is, it's obviously a very demanding schedule. So how do you keep yourself motivated?
It's there's something in cooking that makes me physically tired because like of the long hours, and like it's not just physically but also mentally, because you're always under stress and under pressure. But at the end of the day, that like, oh, like this is my list of tasks that I need to finish this the whole day. And when you like achieve those tasks, it's like a relief. You're like, I'm proud of myself, like, because I'm always up for a challenge. Like, okay, let's see how long it's gonna take me to finish this list today. So I like, oh, yesterday I finished it like half a day. Tomorrow I have to finish it, like I have to be faster, you know, like each day. So I always challenge myself that like, that every day that I go to work, I become better at my job, like as a chef, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and like when people like your food or like what you do when you serve them your food, and they be like, they come into your kitchen and be like, oh, you make the food, and you're like, oh, like thank you, it was like really good, like, you know, like when your guests compliment your food, it just make you happy, because like that's what I do. Like, I make people happy with the play I make, you know, it's like an expression of who I am in a play. So like when people likes it, like it really means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
As a chef.
Is cooking to you an art or a science?
To me, it's an art. So like when I go to photo shoots, people like ask me, why do you want to become a model? Like, why do you do this? And I always say I'm a full-time chef. And being a chef, I express my art in a plate that I make or in a food that I make.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, when I go to photo shoots, it's a different way of art, like a different way of expressing like another art, like, you know, because you pose, you like wear makeup, your hair, like the dress that you're wearing, it's a different kind of art. Like, like so when into cooking, it's like, hey, this is me on a plate.
Yeah.
And when it comes to photo shoot, like, hey, this is me.
Dressed in nice clothes.
Yeah, as a model, like, you know, I'm not like dressed into a dirty food stained chef jacket, but like, you know, I'm wearing a nice dress, a nice hair, and colorful makeup. So it's different. It's like art, but like in two different worlds.
I love that. If I were to ask you to cook something that expresses yourself, what would you cook?
A pasta.
Why? What kind of pasta?
I'll say a seafood. Seafood pasta, you know, like a seafood pasta with white wine and butter and rosemary and like all this like fresh herbs and spices. I really love pasta a lot. I can just like eat pasta every day. I'm really good at it. It's like one of my specialty. Like I like serve it to someone and they'd be like, oh my gosh, this is like really good.
Okay.
So I'll say that it's seafood because, oh, like I came from an island, you know, like I'm an island girl and like I came here to America to pursue my culinary dreams and here I am making you my favorite, you know, like plate, like a seafood pasta, like so it's me on a plate.
Amazing. So you're working these super long hours. You work weekends as well. Where do you fit in the modeling?
Usually when like I get projects, I always ask them like, oh, I need to know the date first. Like when are we going to do the photo shoot? But it has to be like 2 weeks before the photo shoot. So
okay.
I can like work on my schedule as a chef.
Yeah.
I just like tell my boss, I'm like, I can't work on this weekend because I have a photo shoot, and they're very understanding and considerate about it because they know that I've been working a lot.
I remember just now you said that being in the kitchen all day, it's hot, you know, it's stressful. What about a photo shoot? What are you feeling? What emotions go through your head?
It's being a model, it's kind of stressful sometimes. Sometimes you go to a photo shoot because like usually I do like a group photo shoot, which is I work with other models. So like you go there, like you show up and you see these other beautiful girls and like sometimes you feel insecure because like you see these other models and like, oh wow, she's taller than me. Oh wow, she's like, I wish I'm like curvy as her. Like, he's like, I feel like I'm too skinny. And I wish I'm like a little bit curvy. So like sometimes it makes you feel insecure. But like, I think it's just part of being a model. Like one time I went to this good photo shoot and I was working with different colors, different sizes, like all beautiful women. And we're all in the dressing room. Like, and you see how like confident they are, and like we were like trying all our outfit and there's nothing fits me because I'm too skinny and I'm just like, I just want to go home, nothing fits me. And they like tell you like, oh, I wish I'm skinny like you, because like they're like, it's so hard to find, like, you know, I'm curvy and it's so fun to find a clothes that like fits me. And I'm like, no, like, you know. And that's where I realized that like, oh, like everyone is not perfect. Like even this other model struggles too, like where I feel so insecure because I'm skinny or like I'm too short. But like these other girls like have their own insecurities too. Like, so to me, I feel like you just have to be confident and accept who you are and like, or what you are as a person in order to be happy. Because I used to be really, really insecure.
Was there a turning point where you stopped feeling insecure or stopped comparing yourself?
Yeah. I just like woke up one day and like, I just like look at myself in the mirror with like no like makeup on, like bare face. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, you actually look pretty without makeup. Like, you know, why? Like,
no, it's such an empowering moment.
Yeah, like I look at myself, especially when I go to work as a chef, because yeah. I don't wear makeup at all. Because like wearing makeup in the kitchen, it's like, it's not comfortable at all because you have to see all the smoke, everything. So I go to work with just like bare face, no makeup at all. And I went to the bathroom one time and I looked at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I'm really beautiful without makeup. I'm actually loving myself right now.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're two different people when you're in the kitchen, no makeup, in your chef's clothing, and outside the kitchen when you're, you know, when you're modeling, and also just when you go out on a regular day, do you feel like you're two different people?
To me, no. Maybe I just look different, but to me, I don't feel like different people. Maybe being a chef, it gives me this like really strong personality that like I'm in the kitchen, like, because I'm surrounded with men every day. I work with men, like most of the time I'm just like the only girl in the kitchen. So when I work in the kitchen, I have to be like more firm and to like show to these guys that like, hey, not because I'm like, you know, the only woman here, like you still have to respect me. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that I can't do what you're doing just because I'm a woman. People will be like, oh, like, she can't do it because she's a woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, you're wrong. Just like, watch me, I can do it.
Yeah. Like,
the restaurant industry is like a male dominant industry. So being a woman is like kind of tough, and like, you have to be more firm and be more tougher when you working in the culinary industry.
Yeah. You said earlier that being a chef is your full-time job and being a model is your side hustle. Has it always been the case since you started being a chef?
Yeah. Like, people always ask me, like, if you get to choose between cooking and modeling, what would you choose? And I always say, I'll pick cooking in a heartbeat. No doubt at all. Like, no doubt. In our industry right now, we are like underpaid. Like, we don't get paid a lot. So some people think, oh, I want to go to culinary school because they think that like, oh, chef makes a lot of money, or like when you own your own restaurant, you make a lot of money. But that is not true. Like, most of us like do it because it's our passion.
Yeah.
Like, it's what we love to do. Yeah, like I do it for a living, but it also makes me happy and satisfied in my life at the same time, knowing that I'm living my dream, I'm doing my passion. Like, I go to work every day, I don't feel like I'm going to work every day. Like, I just show up and I'm just happy.
Yeah, wow. You joked earlier about becoming a celebrity chef in the future and being a TV chef. Is that maybe something that you see yourself doing? Or is that a dream?
It used to be a dream. I mean, I still dream about it. Like, sometimes I still think about it. Like, well, like, one day, like, what if I'll have my own, like, cooking show? Or, like, you know, like, some people tell me, oh, you should, like, start doing, like, YouTube or TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, like, maybe it will help you. But it's not really, like, my, like, main goal right now. Because to me, I feel like I'm still young and I still have a lot to learn.
What's it like as a chef when you go out to other restaurants and you try what other chefs have created, their expressions of themselves? What do you see or what do you think?
Yeah, some people think that, like, oh, like, she must be picky. You know, like, people think that I'm really picky when I eat out. But usually I am not picky at all. You know, I go to a restaurant and, like, I try their food. And, like, when I really, really like it, like, you know, sometimes, like, I get inspiration out of it. Like, when, for example, you go to, like, a really nice fancy restaurant and you try their food and sometimes it blows my mind. Oh my God, how did they do this? And, like, you come home and be like, I need to, like, figure out how they did that. Like, you know, like you get inspiration out of it. And, like, and sometimes you, like, end up, like, not liking the food, or they serve you, like, you order, like, a medium rare steak and they give you a well done steak. I eat out with my boyfriend a lot, and sometimes we don't like the food, but he feels so embarrassed, like, returning the food in the kitchen. Like, oh, like, I feel embarrassed. Like, no, you don't have to feel embarrassed about it. If you don't like the food, to us as a chef, satisfying our guest is really important to us. So I'd rather have my guest telling me that, like, my steak was a little bit well done, and I'll be happy to change it. I'll be happy to correct it, as just to make you satisfied with the food that I made. Yeah.
When someone sends food back to you because it wasn't cooked to the way they want, what emotion goes through your mind as a chef?
It makes you question, like, what did I do wrong? Or, like, you know, what do I need to, like, improve on this, like, why you didn't like it? Like, sometimes it keeps you up all night, like, that guest didn't like my food. But, like, when it happens, I always say, I'm sorry, like, you know, I'll make it right. I always say, like, you can come back next time and I'll make it better. Like, you know, it's like chef's compliment. You don't have to worry about anything. Like, it's on the house, like, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
What about if you're on a photo shoot and the photographer or the creative director is like, no, you're not doing it right, or, you know, the pose is wrong, your expression is wrong?
Being a model is hard because you go there, you have to show up no matter how you feel. Like, for example, today I have a photo shoot and I don't feel like myself, like, you know, like, oh, I'm just having a rough day, or, like, I'm going through something, but I have to do this photo shoot. It's hard because it shows in the photo. So, like, you fake as he, like, try to smile and do your job as a model, but, like, when a photographer takes your photos and they see your photo and be like, there's something wrong, like, your eyes are, like, not speaking to me, or your facial expression, you're smiling, but your eyes are, they look sad. Like, you know, it's hard to, like, pretend. It's just that, like, it happens to me a few times that, like, when a time I go to photo shoot, I've been like, oh, I've been depressed lately, so sorry, like, you know. And it just shows, like, you can't hide it, you can't just pretend. Yeah.
I think you're very brave.
Thank you.
What does social media mean to you now after you start it from scratch. And social media has the potential to be really toxic and abusive as well. How do you treat social media?
Before I was like using it, like, you know, like, oh, I was like social media influencer, like I was doing ad promotional ads and being a brand ambassador for all different brands. Now I use it to spread positivity, especially women empowerment. You know, because like I've been through a lot. I just want to like encourage other women that like it's okay to feel insecure sometimes, or like if you're down, like that's okay, but you have to like put yourself first before anyone else. Is like self-love is important. Like my goal right now is just to spread self-love and empower women.
I love that. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I really, really enjoyed that.